Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing.
Good evening. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads 1 Timothy 5:3. We just heard what an awesome God. What an awesome God, and he certainly is. Our scripture reads, honor widows that are widows indeed, because he will be there for us. He will never leave us or forsake us. Tonight, we're going to talk about, isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? The scripture reads, where I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on of my hands. That's coming from 2 Timothy, 1st chapter, the 6th verse. Have you ever experienced the delivering and rescue power of God? Well, I am talking about those moments when your situation looks completely hopeless. And this week, I felt that way. I felt that I had hit rock bottom this weekend. But someone had told me this, and this evening when I went to Bible study, I didn't remember this little saying that this person had told me until this evening. I was talking to a church member as we were going into Bible study, and we were talking about different things, and I was telling her, she was asking me how I felt, and I told her I wasn't feeling my best, and I wasn't physically not feeling well. I was mentally not feeling well. And as I was talking to her, I knew it was nothing but God to remind me of something that someone told me several months ago. And just like I was telling her that I felt that I felt like I was at rock bottom. And the person told me, just remember that when you feel that you have hit rock bottom, just know that God is the rock at the bottom. So there's always hope, because God will never let you fall completely flat on your face. He is the rock at the bottom. So we always have hope that things will turn around. Well, let's go back to the subject. Isn't it time for you to hit the rewind button? Yes. Sometimes we get to that point in our life, but we have to rewind and think about the things that he has done before. But let me go back and reading this. Have you ever experienced the delivering of rescuing the rescuing power of God? And at that particular time, he refreshed my memory about him always being there. When I feel like I'm getting ready to hit rock bottom, he's the rock at the bottom. So it's so amazing when we get to a certain point, God finds a way to lift us up. Can you think of moments like this? I'm sure you have. It is amazing that when you are confronted with a new challenge, we often fail to remember God's faithfulness in the past. Our perspective gets blurry because of the problem we are currently facing, and we forget that we have gone through similar or worse situation before. The looming mountain of problems before us looks so big that we just can't seem to see our way through. And we forget what he's gotten us through before. The mountain sometimes was even higher than than it was before, what we're going through now. Just remember that all the other mountains we have already faced and overcome with the help of God. So just remember, hit the rewind button and think of other things that he's gotten us through. We must, and I know at times we wonder, is God going to be faithful to me in this situation, at this particular time in our life? Yes, he will. He will not let you fall flat on your face. When we think that he is, he steps in and he picks us up. So that's why it's so important that we hit the rewind button. God's faithfulness was a part of Timothy, what Paul talked about in 2 Timothy, about Timothy's family heritage. His grandmother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her or let her down. His mother trusted the Lord, and the Lord had never failed her or let her down either. Because Timothy was dealing with great stress and difficulties, Paul took the opportunity to remind him that God had never failed his grandmother, a mother. Neither would he abandon Timothy in his difficult hour. Then Paul told him, I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by putting on of my hands. That's coming from 2 Timothy 1:6. There are times and things that memories that we should never forget. For example, we should constantly hit the rewind button in our minds and replay the time that God had been faithful to us in the past, delivering us, healing us, and rescuing us from time and time again. We should replay these scenes in our minds until we never forget his faithfulness to us. Has he been faithful to you? Let me read some of these questions As you think about God's faithfulness in your life, how does it affect the way you receive the problems you're dealing with right now? What are some of the seemingly impossible situations you faced in the past that God delivered you from? Think about it. What steps can you take to trust God more fully to deliver you from your present situation as He has done for you in the past? First, we must stand by His word. When we're hitting the rewind button, pick up the sword and read some of those scriptures that He promised you He will never leave you or forsake you. In Isaiah, I think it's 41:10, how He asks you, He tells you to be strong in the Lord. There's so many scriptures that you can refer back to that will help you to get through one day at a time. Hit those rewind buttons. Were you ever in the hospital and sick and He delivered you and got you out of that situation? Just think about all the different things that He's gotten you out of. Small, big or small. Not just you, your family, your children. Keep hitting that rewind button because that will help you to get through whatever you may be going through now. And this evening when I was talking to the young lady as we were going into Bible study, I had to remember. He wanted me to remember who He was. That rock, when I felt that I was at the bottom, had hit rock bottom, He reminded me who was the rock at the bottom. Continue to hit that rewind button until it keeps coming back, because that's how we're going to get through every moment that we go through that is not a pleasant one, when we are stressed and we can't seem that we're going to get through one period after another. The things that Joyce Myers was on TV this evening, and she was talking about, she was giving testimony about her life and what she went through and where she's at this point. And she talked about how many times that she was in her office and she had to hold on to she was holding on to her something in her office, just asking God to she's about to lose it, but He comes through and give her strength once again, and she's gotten from that point to now where she's at now. Sometimes we can't understand, but we got to keep pressing on, because we can get through the other side. We can get through, just like that word through. What does it mean? Through meaning getting through something, getting through a door, a situation. We can get through those things. We just have to be strong. Sometimes we don't understand why. Just like Joel Osteen said, he doesn't know the whys, the answers to the whys. All he can say to you, keep on trusting God, and He's going to get you through it. We don't always understand it. He doesn't always understand it. But one thing He does know, that you will get through it. Whatever the situation is, you're going to get through it. But we just have to keep pressing on. Don't ever forget what God has already done for you. But those memories will stir up in you, and and encourage you to face your present dilemma with faith. Just as God has always been faithful to you in the past, he will be faithful to you right now. Never forget how, and once in your life, many times in your life, how God has healed you. Someone in your life, or your family member that you have prayed about, God has delivered you. He has saved you. God has guided you and protected you and directed you. God has brought you through difficult trials. God has provided you for you during difficult times. God has protected you from the snail of the enemies. And I know there's on many occasions where the enemy was after us, where he got us through and protected us from the enemies. These kinds of memories are very powerful and will stir up your faith today. Think about those questions that I asked before. That's what's going to get you through. Rewinding that button over and over again until we can be focused on the right thing. There's so many people out there that you're hearing about sickness that you never heard before. It is, I mean, it's the Bible is coming, but I mean, everything that's is happening, that's been told in Revelation, it's all coming to pass because all these different things that are happening, you have to really stay in the Word and be strong to get through them. Because even if it's not happening to you, it's happened to a friend, a family, a coworker, a church member. It is happening to someone in your lifetime. I've not heard of so many cancer situations. It's like it's an epidemic. Yes, everyone doesn't always get through being healed from cancer. But just knowing that if you believe in God and have faith in God, he will heal you on the other side. He will heal you when you go to heaven. But I know that doesn't always help us here on earth believing. Why can't he do it here? We must trust him in spite of the situation. But trusting him, knowing that he's gotten you through different things in the past, he'll get you through things again. So just keep on trusting and having faith in him. So the next time the devil tells you that there is no way that you will survive what you are facing, take time to get alone with the Lord. Then hit that rewind button and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to gather and recollect all the past events when God came through for you. As you replay those memories over and over in your mind, your faith will rise up to a new level of confidence. You will be able to look your problems right in the face and say, God's record with me has always been faithfulness, and I know he will be faithful to me now as well. So Satan, get under my feet, because God is faithful. Has God been faithful to you? Ask yourself that question. But let's go in prayer, because we need to encourage not just ourselves. We need to encourage our family members, our friends, coworkers, church members, our neighbors, whoever, letting them know that they need to hit that rewind button like you have. Are you going to? That he, your God, is faithful. So go out there this week and let others know. Think about what he has done in their lives. Encourage each other, because that's the only way that we can get through all these things that we're getting through. We're going to get through is encouraging each other. And Bible study, they talk about the fruit of the Spirit. The one that they talked about tonight was kindness, gentleness, being kind to each other, being kind to each other. Share information, information that helps you. Share information that will help somebody else. Just don't keep it. Just don't keep it in the box and save it for you. God didn't give it to you to keep it. God gave it to you to share it. So share it with others. That's a way of being kind, showing your kindness, helping others, being kind to others, speaking others. Even though they might say mean things to you, be kind. Show your kindness that God has given you, and God will show kindness back to you. Let's pray. Lord, you have always been faithful to us. We thank you even in our present situation. You are going to be faithful to us again. We just got to keep on pressing on. Please help us to recall all the times in the past when you delivered us, when you rescued us, when you protected us, when you delivered us, when you guided us, directed us, saved us. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to continue to give us the strength that we need to get through these different situations that also looks helpless and hopeless. Thank you for helping us keep those awesome experiences alive that you have taken us through and fresh in our minds and our hearts. Don't keep it there, Heavenly Father. Don't let us lose it. Don't let Satan come in the midst of it and trying to take it or steal it away. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, for being there, being faithful to us. Just like you said, you will never leave us or forsake us. Even though when we are weary and we don't seem to have the strength to get through the next day, we just have to keep on pressing on, knowing that you have the faith, that you are faithful in everything that you do. We just ask you to continue to be with us this week and help us, not just to encourage ourselves, but encourage others. And I'm sure that will make us feel better when we make someone else feel better. We just ask you, continue to be with us in every way. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Does anyone want to come on the air and give me any kind of testimony of something that God has done that will make you hit that rewind button, and knowing that he will be there, he will never leave you or forsake you. Always know that you have the opportunity to come on the air and speak and do a testimony. You just don't know how much that will touch another caller. Don't keep things to yourself. Share. Even if you don't want to share on the air, share it with others out there. That's how you can be faithful, showing God how you are thankful, how he's been faithful to you by helping someone else. Do that this week. We have a few more minutes. If anyone would like to come on the air, well, I hope that you will have a great week. And be blessed. And every time you get in that particular situation, just hit that rewind button and remember all the goodness, all the good memory, the powerful memory, and memories of and the faithfulness that God has done for you in the past. Be blessed and have a great week. Because He's an awesome God.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and He's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever He'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever He'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise His holy name. Come on and testify. You know He's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Come on, somebody.
praise his holy name. Somebody ought to celebrate the awesome God.